The Health Plan. We are here for you. Presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Indians athletics. Now, here's the host, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to episode 69 of Tribe Talk, the podcast. We talk Bridgeport Indians athletics every week right here at bridgeportindians.com. And very excited to catch up with a former very successful alum, Bridgeport High School, two-time state champion, Cam Cole, going to join us. Cam has taken quite the journey in his baseball career from his state championship at Bridgeport High School in his junior season and started out at Potomac States, went to Division I Radford, and now is playing his ball just up the road at Fairmont State University in the Mountain East Conference. He's going to join me in just a moment here to get us all caught up on what he's been doing since his graduation at Bridgeport High School. So we've got that, and I'll get you updated on everything that's going on around the campus spring sport-wise as some of the sports are starting to wind down, including tennis. They're right around the corner for regional. Track season also starting to come to a close. Softball regionals will be coming up in just a couple of weeks. And, of course, baseball season will be the cappers. The baseball season will not officially end, hopefully for Bridgeport, until mid-June when the state tournament now held in Huntington and extended state tournaments. Everything kind of pushed back a week now with eight teams making it per class. But more on that coming up in the coming weeks. Joined now by Cam Cole, Bridgeport graduate and now member of the Fighting Falcons of Fairmont State. And Cam, let's start in the present before we go into the past. Just kind of give us an update on how you got from Radford, your second stop, to Fairmont State.
Yeah, so as you know, I started out at Potomac State. Went there for 2 years. My sophomore fall, we went and played Radford in a fall game. I ended up doing very well. I got attention from them. They gave me a pretty good deal to come there and play, and that was my dream, to go play Division I baseball. So I jumped on it pretty quick. Fast forward to last year. Yeah, it was a good experience. I made a lot of good friends, and I had some fun, and learned a lot about the game, and got to go to a lot of cool places like Tennessee. But it just wasn't the right fit for me. Me and the coaching staff me and the head coach necessarily didn't see eye to eye on, you know, reasoning of why I wasn't getting necessarily a chance. After the first weekend, I think I got like one at bat, I got a pinch hit, started having some tingling go down my arm, some numbness in my fingers. So I went to the trainer about it, and we ended up setting up an MRI. Got my MRI like 2 weeks later, found out that I had some spinal issues. I had a broken disc in my neck. So that was causing numbness going shooting down my arm and losing feeling in my fingertips. So I ended up getting a medical red shirt. And that was, you know, honestly pretty hard for me. I had never really sat that much and just kind of like watched, but I kind of like just matured a lot and learned just to appreciate the little things. Enjoy the time with friends and family. And after doing all that, I realized I didn't really want to come back. So I wanted to either just be done with baseball or come back home. So Coach Urish reached out. I've known Urish since I was probably a freshman in high school. He's been recruiting me that long. So he reached out, and he was someone that I wanted to play for. So I ended up coming to Fairmont.
You know, going back to the injury, as you mentioned, you've been very blessed to be a multi-sport athlete through high school and then, you know, baseball and college and not really, you know, deal with anything that serious. I'm sure that was a scary situation for you and your family, because, you know, I know in your mind as a college athlete, you always have that, you know, that clock is always ticking in the back of your mind to when you're going to run out of eligibility and when this will all end. But for something to happen like that and think that maybe that's taken out of your control would have to be, you know, very shocking and alarming.
Yeah, it definitely was. It's just freak accidents and stuff that you can't control. But I do believe that everything happens for a reason. I think I was sent to Radford for a reason, and God set me gave me a setback for a reason, and everything that came out of it was great. I've matured a lot, like I said. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy with everything that has happened to me, the journey that it's taken me. But yeah, like during the moment, like all that stuff gets tough, and it's definitely a mental warfare that you have to, you know, you have to you fight yourself every single day, because it's you versus you, and you know, you're not going to get better unless you let yourself get better, and you got to fight your way through it and fight through those demons. And yeah, you know, I think I've come a long way since March of last year, and I wouldn't change any of it for the world.
So tell me about how you feel you're playing now. If you look, and I know having been around you, you know, a long time, you're very competitive. You're never satisfied. So I know that, you always think you can get better and improve, but kind of feels like you're settling in. And I know you recently had your 100th hit of your career, which is a tremendous milestone. But just kind of self-scout me right now for you know, how do you think you're playing? What can you still improve upon?
Yeah, this year I've kind of been focusing on not necessarily results. I've just been super grateful just for the opportunity to be playing again. There for a while, I didn't think I would be playing. I thought I was just going to give it up and just not risk harming anything more serious for my future. But after giving it, you know, some more thought, playing, I love playing. I love competing. I really don't know what I would do if I was just a normal student, to be honest with you. I love just getting engaged in competition, and I love just being around the team and the guys, and that's the thing that I think I'll miss the most about, you know, just sports in general, is just mm-hmm. the memories that you make with teammates and all the bus rides and going out to eat and playing golf on an off day or something mm-hmm. like that. That's the stuff that I'll miss the most. But as far as my season has gone, I'm pretty happy with it for the most part. I've been dealing with some ankle issues this year, but like I said, I've been just super happy to just be playing and doing what I love still.
Seems like that's really been the theme of the season, unfortunately, for Fairmont State, right? You guys have just dealt with, you know, one bad break after another injury-wise.
Yeah, it's been a tough year. We had high expectations coming in and coming off last year's team doing really well and making a regional and beating Westchester, who's one of the best teams in the country. So expectations were very high this year for us. Unfortunately, we're very young. Got a lot of freshmen that are stepping in and playing and pitching, and you know, that comes with growing pains. It's all just a part of the learning process. I think now we've lost like 14 one-run games, which is absolutely unheard of. If we win half of those, our season looks completely different, and you know, the vibe of the season is completely different. But unfortunately, things haven't gone our way this year, including the injury bug with a bunch of pitchers being hurt. Clarksburg native Nick George is hurt. Like, he's, you remember him, he's a good player, and we've missed him for sure, and we lost our catcher, and it's been a tough year for sure. But I'm very proud of the way that people have battled and continue to have a good attitude and mm-hmm. and then scrap some wins together, and hopefully next year things are better.
So take me back to your Bridgeport Indians playing days. Hard to believe it's been that long ago now, but it has. You're part of a state championship in football in 2019, won a state championship in baseball in 2021. As you look back on your high school playing days and some of your memories, what are some of your most fond memories?
Ooh. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but every time I think about it, it keeps getting long. It keeps getting.
I mean, your 10-year class reunion will be here before you know it.
Yeah, that I don't think I'll believe that after here in a couple of years. But yeah, man, high school sports was. It did a lot for me and just my confidence as a person and as an athlete. You go through so many, you know, trials and you got to conquer those trials, and you go through a lot of growing pains. And Football was really good for me because just being a part of the team and becoming a good teammate and just having everyone's back. I think football is by far like the most challenging sport. You have to navigate a lot of different things when it comes to, you can't control the outcome no matter what you do. Like there's 11 guys out there. If you do your job perfectly and somebody else messes up, it's going to be a 2-yard loss.
Yep.
But luckily for me, I had the best line in the state, in my opinion. Those guys did their job very well, and they let 165-pound Cam Cole, scrawny kid, run behind them, and I got as many yards as I could. But those were good times, and I still keep in touch with those guys as much as I can. Mm-hmm. Winning the football state championship was probably one of my favorite memories in high school because, as you remember, nobody expected us to win.
Yeah.
I think it was like an 80% chance that Bluefield was going to win, and they had big defensive ends and running backs going to Marshall and all that stuff. But that was a really cool moment for me and mm-hmm. my family and the team, and I really enjoyed that. Baseball was, again, challenging. Sophomore year, I didn't get to play. It was COVID. And so I got an entire year stripped from me with experience. Mm-hmm. But coming into my junior year, I worked really hard and with the goal of winning the state championship. And I think that year is probably – No, it was. We won the most games in school history that year. We had a lot of really good players, and we had a couple of tough games. Earlier in the year, I know we lost to Jefferson. We ended up beating them in the semifinal to go to the state championship, and we lost to Bird and first time in who knows how long. But we battled our back and found a way to win a state championship, and that was a very cool moment, too, because all you heard was Bridgeport – just beats up on little schools and double A, and mm-hmm. they can't win in triple A, and we go up to triple A our first year and we beat everybody. And then senior year was more of the same, and we get down to Charleston and a couple of things happen and we end up losing, but these were some of the best times that I can remember as an athlete was going down there and playing on in front of those big crowds for state championships.
Yeah, and you look back, you were part of just a historic, run in baseball with the state championships. And as you remarked, really the COVID pause was the only thing that broke up the consecutive state titles in a row. And this year's team again looks poised to hopefully to get back to Charleston after a couple year reprieve. But I know that the individual titles are special and something you'll always remember. But also to be able to look back on what this program accomplished and you saw it growing up, coming up through the youth system in Bridgeport and to be able to continue that and even take it to another level, as you mentioned, winning a triple A title for the first time, that had to have been really special.
Yeah, for sure. Individual stuff is, it's great, but in 2-3 years, nobody's going to remember that stuff. But something that will always be remembered is the year that you guys won a state championship going on a banner. That stuff will stick there until it's taken down. And, individual stuff, like I said, I don't really look at that stuff or care for it. I mean, obviously it's great to feel recognized, but at the end of the day, it's about being on a team. It's not about yourself. Sports is organized stuff. So where you're working with other people, it's like a job. Of course you like being recognized mm-hmm. individually, but it's more fun to be the best team. And that's something that I'm very proud of, that I was on very many great teams. And that's something that I'll definitely never forget.
All right. Final question. Tell me about academics. Where are you at in your academic career and what do you want to do once baseball is over?
Academically, unfortunately, since I've transferred from Radford, I don't graduate this semester. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be graduating next spring in business management. After I graduate, I plan on going back to school to get my MBA. And I'd like to stay in something around business operations, project management, maybe stay in something in sports. I'm not totally sure yet, but I know I want to be in that realm of things.
Awesome. Well, buddy, enjoy it. No, you've got another year of eligibility, correct? If you want to use
Yeah, I
it.
got one more
Okay.
year. Yep.
Sounds good. All right. Well, enjoy the end of your junior year. Hopefully, the odds will turn in the Falcons' favor next year in terms of injuries, and you guys can have a special season. But congratulations. Obviously, pleasure watching you in high school and following you from afar here in baseball at Fairmont State. So appreciate the time.
Thank you, Travis. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Cam. Best of luck the rest of the season. We'll have more coming up after this from the health plan.
We are there for you to care for you at the health plan. We are here for you.
For over four decades, we've been rooted deep inside West Virginia, through thick and thin, supporting local families and businesses, proudly serving your neighborhood since 1979. Your trusted partner in the community.
The health plan. We are here for you.
All right, let's update you on what's transpired in the last week. Baseball got a very important weekend split on Saturday with the second-ranked team in 4A, the Jefferson Cougars, as the baseball team defeated Jefferson 5-3, fell in the series opener 7-4. On Friday over in Virginia, baseball team picked up a pair of wins. Woodgrove, Virginia, 13-2, the Indians win, and Riverside, 4-3 was the final score. Softball fell to Brook over the weekend, 15-3. Track and field was in Rachel to take part in the UMWA Husky Invitational. Those results are available right here at BridgeportIndians.com. And the tennis team also competed in the Big Ten Championships this past weekend. And you can get those results also here on BridgeportIndians.com. All right, coming up. Boys and girls tennis team. This is the doubles competition going on at the Big Ten Championships on Monday. Baseball's at North Marion. Softball's at Fairmont Senior. Track heads to Grafton on Tuesday. Baseball's at University on Tuesday, weather permitting. Wednesday, softball will host Preston. Baseball will be at Wheeling Park. On Thursday, softball will host South Harrison. And also on Friday, it's the Harry Green Invitational for track and field at Wayne Jamison Field. That's going to wrap it up for episode 69 of Trop Talk. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, presented by the Health Plan. We are here for you. Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School and WVRC Media. We are proud to live here, too.